Our story begins at Larissa's penthouse, where Alexandra has just arrived with baby Addison.
Andy, you haven't said a word since I got here.
What do you want me to say, Alex?
I don't know. Maybe you could ask to hold your son?
No, I can't.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
This is your child, Andy. It's time to stop playing games and step up to the plate here. You have to be his father. Larissa's in jail. We don't know when or if she's getting out.
So you came over here just to drop off my son? I can't raise this baby on my own, Alex.
And just what do you expect to do with him? Do you know how much fancy footwork it took from Larissa's lawyer to get this baby released to me since you were nowhere to be found?
Oh, I can only imagine.
I'm not going to let you do this, Andy. I gave up a baby myself when I was 16, and I've always regretted that choice.
What? You did?
I guess that memory hasn't returned. Anyway, yes, I did. It was the best thing at the time, but I never had any other children, and you may not either. You've got to be prepared to raise Addison on your own. He's your responsibility.
I don't know anything about babies, Alex.
Just hold him, Andy. Your life will never be the same once you do.
I can't. I'm sorry, Alex, but I can't be a father to this baby.
What are you saying?
I know this is not what you want to hear, but maybe it's the best if someone else raises this kid.
Someone else? Like who?
I'm sure there are a lot of loving families that would love the chance to get to know little Addison.
Oh, you know what, Andy? I've never been more disappointed with you in my entire life. And that's really saying something. You won't even hold your own son. I think that bump on the head from Dan did more to you than just make you lose memories. You lost your soul.
Alex, don't get so dramatic.
A man doesn't reject his own child, Andy. Not even a shallow, self-centered womanizer like you are. Not unless something is very wrong. I think it's time for us to go.
Come on, don't leave like this.
I'm taking Addison to my apartment. You need to take a long, hard look at your life, Andrew Jones. And if you really like what you see, then I'm not sure you can be my brother anymore.
At TM Productions, Hannah is working at her desk when Charlie walks up.
Hey, Happy New Year, Cupcake. Where's Maddie?
He called in sick today.
Sick? Of what? Did he party too hard on New Year's Eve?
I have no idea. He didn't say what was wrong with him, just that he wouldn't be in today.
You know, it's weird. I just called my brother, and he was out of the office, too. I wonder if they're together.
Well, I haven't talked to Blake since he got back together with Matt. But Raven said they were in love, so maybe they are.
Whoa, what? What did you just say? Blake and Matt in love? What are you talking about?
You didn't know? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. I thought you knew since you said they might be together.
No, I just meant since they've been spending a lot of time together lately, and I was just thinking out loud. Are you saying my brother's gay?
I honestly have no idea, Charlie. You really didn't know anything about Matt and Blake back in high school?
Well, they went to the same school, I knew that. What are you talking about?
Well, apparently they were lovers, and something happened, and they were split apart.
You're messing with me, right? I can't believe I'm hearing this. This is bullshit. The powerful and almighty Blake Whitney, who's always been a womanizer, is now a homosexual? This is unreal.
Blake has become good friends with Raven, and I know he has confided in her. And Matt told Matt before Christmas.
Oh, God. So what you're saying is everyone knew about this but me, huh? Blake was dating a wonderful, wonderful woman, Marilyn Marsden, and he dumped her for another man?
I really think you should ask Blake these questions, not me.
Oh, believe me, Cupcake. I sure as hell will.
In his suite at the Algonquin, Blake has just finished having lunch with Matt.
Blake, I don't want to move too fast here, but there's something I want to talk to you about.
Okay, what is it?
Well, you know I'm looking for a new place to live, and I was wondering...
Wondering if maybe the two of us should look for a place together?
Yes. Am I rushing things too much?
Maybe, but I've been having the same thoughts, Matt.
You have?
Well, I never intended to be at the Algonquin for this long. It's just so convenient, and I didn't really have much luck looking for an apartment I liked better. But I think now's as good a time as any to try again.
Oh, Blake, things have been so good between us lately. Sometimes I'm just scared it won't last.
We waited so long to be together that I don't really think either one of us will let that happen.
You're right.
And I wonder who that could be.
Did you call Front Laundry to pick up?
Gretchen.
Blake, we need to talk.
At Alexander's apartment, Lucas is home alone when the phone rings.
Hello?
Lucas?
Aunt Larissa?
Lucas, it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, you too. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my lawyer's cell phone. I'm in court today.
Court? For what?
I'm sure you've heard about the new information in my case. The judge is hearing arguments today.
Okay. What does that mean?
My lawyers are trying to get my sentence reduced based on a new charge.
Oh, that's great, Aunt Larissa. Oh, my goodness. So, this means you might be coming home soon, right?
Yes, very soon.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.